Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD, happy to be joined by the one and only Dan Rourke. Dan, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I feel like we always take like the 2 to 3 week gap in between me being on the show. So it's like every time I come on here, I'm like, I haven't seen you in forever. So it's good to see you. It's good that the Yankees, I mean, I don't know what the vibe has been on the show. I assume pretty high, but we're technically still in a race if you want to. Be a part of that mindset, you technically could dream right now. So why not, bro? We're watching September baseball no matter what, so might as well be delusional. Yeah. Playoffs are still on.
There's stuff to watch for even if you want to be out on the playoffs. Which, like, you know, do some math and it's hard. But there's good stuff to be watching. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a minute because I think last week you were at the warehouse the day I wasn't, and I was at the warehouse the day you weren't.
So that was the plan. I ended up actually not being in the warehouse at all. So you didn't really miss me. But I'll be in the office a lot more frequently, BBD.
Nice.
Yeah. Like so you'll be seeing me.
Good. I love your face, man.
Love yours. Which is looking extra good today, too, and the hair you got going.
Yeah, I'm having a decent hair period. Been a lot of showers at night of late because I've been getting to the gym like just after the Yankee game.
So I'm like, oh, that's tough sometimes to get to the gym after the game.
It's just in my building, so it's not like a, you know, I'm not some hero.
You're a hero in my eyes, BBD.
But I think the showering at night makes doing my hair in the morning an easier task. It's been less cooperative the last like month or so. It's because it's been longer on top than before. I don't know. Trying stuff.
Wouldn't be able to tell. It looks phenomenal.
Thanks, man. You know what also looks phenomenal of late is our Yankees. And lineup they're throwing out there tonight. DJ LeMahieu at first base leading off. Aaron Judge will DH and bat second. Jason Dominguez is in center field batting third. We love that. Gleyber Torres bats fourth at second base. Giancarlo Stanton in the five hole again, and he is batting, and he's playing right field. Austin Wells, his first start in Yankee Stadium, first game in Yankee Stadium. He's catching and batting sixth. Volpe bats seventh at shortstop. Peraza is the eight hitter playing third base. And Oswaldo Cabrera in left field batting ninth. First time, I feel like it's been, well, first time since Pereira's come up, certainly, that we've seen Oswaldo in left. So that'll be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. Clark Schmidt pitching.
Nice to have Wells back in there. I'm excited for that. And I also, if we're going into, is this going to a little what to watch for segment?
A little what to watch for, which in hindsight, I'm realizing now that we like kind of fully skipped that, but it was Dominguez.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was yesterday. And Kenobi and I were in agreement. Obvious.
Totally. For me, I'm going to do seeing what's been going on with like Trey Turner and the Phillies. Not exactly the same situation, but Stan coming off a nice curtain call yesterday and getting a lot of love amongst the fan base. I feel like he's about to go on a little bit of a run. And I wouldn't be shocked if today we see two homers from him or just kick off some sort of a nice Stan streak. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of getting to the promo side of things. But, yeah, it's nice that the lineup looks pretty similar. I mean, outside of the fact you had Werfet starting yesterday, but it seems we kind of are going to have some stability in the lineup going forward. Like, the general structure of this is on kind of the same wavelength as the past week has been. So I like that.
I really liked that. The catchers they'll juggle a little bit. Wells, I think just they got to get Higgy some days. So I think Higgy will get a lot of the lefties. It's when Boone, we talked to Boone yesterday, it sounded like it'll be Higgy tomorrow. But I'm curious if Wells is going to end up in a DH spot or something. But
interesting. Because maybe tomorrow's a Stan day off then? Who was the most recent day off, Judge or Stan?
Stanton was more recent. Judge hasn't gotten a day. I thought yesterday they might full sit Judge and have Wells DH, but they did not, which is fine. I like watching Judge play as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking for tomorrow.
I'm curious what they do tomorrow.
Yeah, because you figure he's not going to sit him 2 out of 3 days. So if you have Wells DHing tomorrow, maybe you go.
Like, in theory, it'd be like Judge. Like, it's fine to get him a day at some point in here, but it feels.
He had the last game in Detroit off.
Against a lefty.
I think he had. So it hasn't been too long.
That does make sense, yes. Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested to see how they do all that tomorrow, because it sounds like Higgy will be there, and Cole gets to pick his guy. So he got.
Are you happy to be back at 500?
Yes, I was. There was a time when I thought finishing under 500 might be what's best. Then the Yankees called up the kids and have like kind of fully admitted that this season is not what they thought it would be, and they need to change things. So I don't think we're at a point where they could finish at like 82, 83 wins and tell themselves like, oh, if we just had one more good week, we're there, which like, yeah, mathematically is true, man. But like, you guys weren't good.
Yeah. That's how I feel a little bit. It's like they already waved the white flag, so I don't really need them to.
So now I'm like fine with, I'm interested in keeping the over 500 streak.
Right. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people I've talked to aren't all that big on that. I know it's not the be-all end-all, but I'm with you. I want to maintain that if we can. And kind of like you said, I feel like the damage is already done pretty much. So
yeah, we might as well.
With 83 wins. 83 and 79 isn't going to make any groundbreaking change compared to like, you know, being 80 and 82.
Yeah, so. Exactly. They're, they're not far from setting like the all-time record of above 500 seasons. I think they're within like 6 years of that after this one. So,
Which breaking their own record too. Like it's we did 37, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, those Yankees.
The Yankees.
So I like it. Instagram notification. Don't care. Should we be? Oh, watching for Wells. First time looking at the short porch. Could be interesting. More. Let's path a victory a little bit. And I haven't thought about this yet today.
I'll be honest, dude. I haven't looked at a bullpen budget in God knows how long. Let me pull this up here. May not even be my recent searches. Oh, no, it is. That's convenient. Let's see here.
I'm looking at who the Yankees got. And again, I think if they need it, kind of everybody's available. Matt Crook is on the team for what that is worth as Keenan Middleton hits the IL. Shoulder thing, so I haven't heard a timeline, but I would imagine that's a season ender. Not that much time left.
Yeah.
Shoulders are tricky.
I would not mind because we've seen him pitch into the seventh. I don't think we've seen him complete seven. If Clark could do a little, how about this? Seven innings of Clark looking dominant. Yankees offense looking dominant. A little blowout action, then you go Crook for the final two.
Yeah.
It's a very, like, you know, optimistic one, but. Wouldn't mind seeing that happen.
Some look at like Crook, Weissert, Abreu. I mean, even if they wrapped it up with Vasquez, it's been a while since he went. I think it might have been the last Clark start.
Who, Randy?
Yeah. Did he trail Clark?
First Houston game, I believe, for two innings.
So he was after Rodon. Yeah, Friday was Rodon. So he threw 36 pitches Friday. We haven't seen him yet. I mean, even Brito is going to be available today. If they needed it, we get extra innings. So they've got arms. And then Clay is, you know, I think if they'd love a blowout and to not use him, but he's available if a save came up. And Loaisiga pitched 2 out of the last 3 days, but available. Yeah. Same with Canely.
I'm in a spot with this that I've been, I'd say probably the most good 75% of the season, where going into the game, I'm not going to like doubt the Yankees pitching for the most part. Like I feel always pretty okay about them.
It's rare to like feel really bad about a matchup on the pitching end of things.
Yeah. This team. There may have been like 2 or 3 weeks in August where I was like, okay, now this is becoming a problem. But I feel like going to game and recently just the pitching has been good and everybody's rested. Clark's been solid, very solid. So.
Yeah, even Savvy, like, statistically wasn't good his last game, but, like, even Savvy, I'm at a point where I'm not expecting, like, disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, which I guess he goes tomorrow, doesn't he, Sevy?
Should be, right? So I imagine this is going to do, they're going to do somebody piggybacking there, I assume. Oh, no, Rodon's tomorrow. Friday.
Interesting. Yeah, we got the Brewers coming to town. Have we heard anything about Donaldson? Is he on the roster yet for Milwaukee?
I haven't heard. I feel like we would have heard if he got added to the roster by now.
Yeah, true. So,
but they might be planning on for Friday.
That to be the debut. That'd be pretty.
It could be interesting. Funny. Looks like currently in Triple A. Let me see if there's any stats there.
Maybe played a game.
Minor leagues. He has two games there, and he might be. I think he's like 2 for 7. Both are singles. It looks like. No. I'm looking at the wrong thing. He has 8 plate appearances. I don't know. 143 batting average.
Maybe we'll see him this weekend.
Maybe we'll see. It looks like 1 for 8 with a walk. I think that would be. So he has played for them. I think there's a chance we see him. And I know some Brewers are coming to the office Friday. Don't know which Don't know which ones. I have been pushing our people to inquire if, because it could be a good episode of something.
I'm curious what the stadium looks like this weekend, because yesterday we saw, for the first time, really, it looked like there was a legit dip in attendance, and they were down, I think, low 30,000, which is different than it was even, you know, for the majority of August. I feel like it was still pretty packed, but it looked like late 2016 crowd yesterday, kind of.
Yeah, I'm surprised there. I guess it was like day after Labor Day. People are like working. Some kids are in school and stuff. So, but like, I don't know, Martian debut kind of thing might be enough. The team is playing better. I was surprised to see it look like that. But
yeah, in a way, I didn't really mind it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
But I think that gets us the second half of the show.
Word. Which is?
Homer Draft.
It's the Homer Draft. You see, they're doing another Elvis movie. Can you believe that?
Really?
Well, it's Priscilla. They're doing Priscilla, and it's going to be an Elvis that's not Austin Butler. Unbelievable.
It's like a separate franchise. It's not like the same.
It's a totally different, like, you just saw Elvis last year, and they're doing like a whole nother one now.
Yeah, that's pretty soon.
Bad business, one might say.
Interesting. Homer Draft. You're an Elvis guy. Fortunately for you, Canobio got on the board series. Where's my tab? He did select DJ LeMahieu and Jason Dominguez. LeMahieu hit a home run. I had Judge and Glaber. They did not hit a home run. I have the first pick today. You said something earlier in the show that has my interest, but I will take Austin Wells and be the first person to ever select him in the Homer Draft. And it's, I think, the only game I know he's going to play this series. So, selected.
And, you know, my stand pick isn't even all that great because it is against a righty. Although yesterday I think his homer's off against a righty and he's been terrible against righties. Or maybe it was a lefty. Anyways, I'm going to take Stanton. I'll take Stanton. He's going to go off on a run, maybe hit 2 tonight. And then for pick number 2, let me check out the lineup again.
So you just can't pick Wells, Dominguez, or DJ. Making Judge, Glaber.
I'll take Judge.
Take Judge.
Yeah.
I think it's a good call.
Yeah.
And then with my final pick, I can't take Judge, Glaber, Stanton. Already have Wells. Give me Dominguez. Both kids.
Word. Both. So Canobio really was feeling some dramatics yesterday with thought Dominguez is gonna go deep, and I like it. His first game.
Yeah, had to do it. Had to do it.
I was glad he got that double out of the way because the swing or the at bat before that was like pretty ugly. Yeah, it was couple, starting to be like, oh, don't let the pressure get too much, dude, which I totally understand if it would, Yankee Stadium debut and all. But getting that double, I feel like, was nice.
Yeah, a couple, like, quick at-bats that, like, just weren't quite the same, but getting that double before the game ended and all of that, I do like.
Yes. Some things you just like to see, and that was one of them.
Yeah. The over-under. Yesterday, the line was 8. The Yankees won 5-1. So, Canobio hit with the under. I had the over and lost. Do you have any guesses on today's line?
Eight?
Today's line is 9.
Oh.
We were on the Nat series is 8.5 all 3 games. That was nuts.
Really?
9 flat. Which feels like a good line because I'm tempted to go over again. I think I'm going to go under.
Okay, word. So a little difference there. I'm going to go over.
Okay.
For the one reason of I never root for the unders.
Yeah.
Born to watch for or root for. And I do think the Yankees have a little bit of a, you know, I'll always think the vibes will continue to be good. That's just how I am. So with that said, I think tonight's vibes continue positively in terms of a blowout, as I said earlier.
A blowout.
Yeah, like a nice, like, oh, shit. Like, they're going to continue to reel us in a little bit more.
Yeah, I do have it as, like, a nice, comfortable 6-2 as of right now. But
that's where I'm at, but add on a few more.
I love
it. I think like a 9-2, or maybe double digits.
Why not?
You think Jason keeps 89?
No.
Yeah. I'd like to think not, but I do feel bad because a lot of people are already buying jerseys, yo.
Yeah. Well, because 89 is such a ridiculous number. I like having that old number.
Like,
I think that's cool to have, but that number's so lame.
Yeah, I think 89. So it's not like how when Volpe had 77, you could like kind of trick yourself into that being cool, which that could legitimately be cool for Jason, actually, 77, because that plays well with Judge.
Yeah, there's some good stuff there. If he was 88, I thought there could be a chance he would have kept that, and that's some good center field, right field stuff. I think 12 is opening up this winter. And or a chance of 25, and he's named after Jason Giambi.
12 is opening up this winter. Who has 12 right now? IKF.
IKF is currently number 12.
Yes.
And this would be the Yankees' last chance to get a return on Gleyber Torres. So if they wanted to, you know, Dominguez is named after Jason Giambi, who also wore 25. So I think it's possible.
I see what you're saying.
I think Gleyber is in the plans for next year, though.
Yes, please.
And I'm perfectly fine keeping him. I like Gleyber, but
is 24 ain't free right now, is it?
24, I think, is open right now. It was Willie Calhoun earlier this year?
Jason and 24.
That'd work. If they were. I'm not typically a big fan of zeros and double zeros, but if they were ever going to dish out double zero, to a kid named the Martian makes sense.
True. And that's significant, too, because that would be the last single digit available. So if he were to become something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, if Domingo's gone, regular zero would work as well.
Oh, right.
I would guess my guess would be IKF doesn't return, 12 opens up, and Dominguez like become finally somebody takes over 12.
Yeah, word. Gives it a home.
Yeah. Which I'd like. It's the number I wore growing up.
Is it?
Fact. Yeah, because I like Jeter and A-Rod. I was like, that's kind of blending those two together.
Yeah. See, I was just
like, then when I'm on the Yankees, it's not taken.
So. No, that's a good point. That's a good thought planning ahead. Yeah. I was at 13. I got to high school and some junior had 13 who I didn't like. So I ended up getting 20. Then I just stuck with it. 20 was all right, but it wasn't the number I wanted.
Like
I was forced to have it. But... So like the fact that I was forced to have it made me like not like it. But then I was stuck with it. So I was loyal.
Loyal. Yeah. By the time I got to high school, I think I changed it every year. But yeah.
I was a junior on JV, so I don't really have like great like number prioritizing selection.
Yeah, same.
It happens.
Hey, happens to the best of us. Nope, I'm not going to say that story on here. The premonition segment of the show.
Which I screw up every week because I like premonish throughout the whole show and then I come up empty during the actual segment.
Yeah. Oh, I was nervous when Pudge got 12 when he came to the Yankees. I was like, oh, no, they're going to, because I was like 7 when that happened. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah,
they're going to retire it for him. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
It's like a main big issue in your life. I wasn't even watching at that point. That was what, 08?
Yeah. 07, 08. I think 08.
Yeah.
So I was 11. So probably that's just old enough to. That's the oldest I could be where that's a funny story.
How old were you, real quick, when we started watching like all 162 or like
2005 was the first year I like fully knew what was happening, what I was watching, and like prioritized the Yankees. So I was 7 when that season began.
Damn, you're ahead of me.
Second grade, I can't remember like feeling the emotions behind it, but I know I like watched the 04 playoffs.
Yeah. No, that's how it was. I remember
watching Johnny Damon's Grand Slam. That hurt.
Yes, I remember bits and pieces from 09, 2010 playoffs. 2011, though, is my first year I remember. I just came home from school. I was in fifth grade. March, I think it was March 31st against, they were playing the Tigers, actually. And I like passionately hated Miguel Cabrera because I found out like he got like a DUI or something. And I was that's really bad. But also in my head, it was like, this motherfucker. I'm like, anyways, I came home from school. And the game was just on. There was like two big Papa John pizzas that my dad got. And it was just like a thing. Like, all right, Yankee game's on. It's opening day. Go ahead and watch. And like from that point forward, it was like, all right, this is just part of my life. So I was 11.
I love that.
I was kind of late.
It's probably about right.
Yeah. Part of growing up.
Baseball.
I don't really have any premonitions, dude. But
this has all been an attempt to stall on one. I tried to speak a Ben Rortvedt single up the middle into existence. No Pereira tonight. His first day off. Been thinking about him a lot.
Am I staying pretty? That's too generic. I'm not going to say somebody hits a homer.
Yeah, we did homer draft.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Just so everyone knows, you predicted that.
How about this? Oswaldo throws out a runner.
Ooh.
Throws somebody out. Has a nice put out and like kind of gives us a nice flash of what we saw a lot last year from the outfield.
I like that. He's auditioning for the IKF role. And of late has been pretty good.
I feel
fine.
Like throughout this whole thing, he's quietly like getting a hit per game, maybe an RBI here and there.
Finding a way on. Would love to get a couple extra base hits in the next week or so, but he's been contributing.
I feel bad because he gets so left out, and I understand why, but he gets so left out of the whole Yankee shit,
like,
which makes sense.
Obviously,
he's
like play better, but and you'll be involved. Like the Yankees like you, but
but they still put Peraza in everything. Although Peraza is higher touted, but in terms of like, it's not like
he's
wowed
like,
anybody
he's a
yet
starter
either. Technically,
right now, but his numbers are not good at this point.
He's looking better now too, though. Last couple games,
looking a little more comfy.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him get a hit today.
He's got a pig number too.
Yeah, something about 91. I don't dislike as much as the other just bad numbers being passed around right now. But like, get him a lower number next year if he's on the team. But like, of the 80s and 90s, 88's the only one that I'm like, oh, that could be cool. Ups are not bad, but
at least any number in the although Randy has 98, right?
Yeah,
I like that for some reason. Like
pitchers, they
sometimes
work a little bit,
sometimes it doesn't, but like 91 is so like that's so spring training to me, but I guess they all are if you're in the 80s and 90s.
Dominguez 89 kind of kills me, and Pereira 80. Like 80 is just tough.
That's gross, man. It's gross.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah. What do you got?
I don't like that, so I'm not gonna predict it. I think we get like a Volpe seal second and third, like in the same sequence.
Word,
like same trip around the bases, and we'd all like that a lot.
I like that. And he scores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Full trap. Okay, bet.
He stole, you know, he got himself to third. Least we can do, fellas, is hit a, you know, hit a fly ball, get him home.
We'd like to think so. Word. I like that promo.
I'm into it. Everyone enjoy the game. Enjoy the baseball. We love you. Subscribe if you haven't. And you're at the warehouse tomorrow, right? Or no?
I think I'm actually supposed to be at the office tomorrow, but
mm.
What's going on at the warehouse tomorrow?
Blitzball Blitz.
Well, I'll have to figure this one out. I'm off camera, but yeah. I'll be in the area in some way.
Somewhere. Anyway, yeah. See you guys office tomorrow. Warehouse.
See you, fellas. Lady fellas.
I won't be at any of the Talking Giants tailgates until like after baseball season, but I plan to be at least one or two. Subscribe.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.